Hi, my name is Ari Kaplan, and today we're going to be learning Shkalim, Chapter 4, Mishnahs 2 and 3. So Mishnah 2 begins, Para, and it means Para Aduma, the red heifer, V'sayir HaMishtaleach, and the he-goat which is sent to Azazel on Yom Kippur, V'lashon Shel Zehoris, and the strip of red wool, which is one of the items that's burnt alongside with the red heifer, Bayin Mitrumas HaLishka. These three items come out of, were purchased from, with the half shekels that were taken from the office, from the chamber where the money was kept. Now the Mishnah switches. What happens to the half shekels that are left in the chamber, left in the office, that were not withdrawn? What do you do with those? So the Mishnah tells us, Kevesh Para, a special ramp that was used to transport the Paradur, the red heifer, from the Temple Mount all the way to the Mount of Olives. And the reason why they had this particular ramp was in order to ensure, to double ensure that if perhaps there was a grave they didn't know about, the ramp would act as a roof and locking in the Tumah to anything below it and keeping all the Tumah below it. And therefore the person and the red heifer walking on the ramp would be guaranteed to be sure to be pure. The Kevesh Sayer HaMishaleach, and similarly they had a ramp that connected the Beit HaMikdash to the Eret HaZazel, where they sent the Sayer HaMishaleach, and that too, that ramp also is being purchased with these funds, V'lashon Sheben Karnav, and there was a strip of wool that was placed, that was tied onto the Sayer HaMishaleach until the Higo, which is thrown over HaZazel, sent HaZazel. They tie a strip to, a part of the strip to the Higo, and a part of the strip to a rock, and when the Seir is thrown over the side of the cliff, if Hashem accepts our repentance, the piece that is tied to the rock becomes white. V'amas hamayim, and there was a certain pipe, a water canal that ran through the temple courtyard in order to provide water for washing the courtyard. V'chomos ha'ir u'migdol ha'seha, and when it comes to the walls of the city and its towers, v'chol sarchei ha'ir, and all the needs of the city, that includes digging wells and ditches. Bayin Mishayre Halishka. All of these items come from the leftovers. Whereas whatever was left in the treasury chamber that was not taken out for the half shekels, that was not purchased, as we spoke about earlier in the Masechta, whether it was, that we purchased the real half shekels, we bought Karbanos, we bought Nisachim, we bought Musafin. So whatever was left in the chamber that was not taken out was used to buy these things. Abashal Omer, Abashal disagrees on one point. He says, Kevesh Para, the ramp for that they used to transport the red heifer, Kohanim Gedolim Osir Tov Mishal Atman. It was actually the high priest used their own monies to make this ramp. Now, Mishnah number 3. Moser Shire Halishka. Mahayu Osin Bahan. So let's say now, well, the money that was left in the temple treasury, they used to buy the red heifer, they used to buy this, the strip of red wool that we spoke about, they used to use it to make the water canal, to fix the city and the towers. Let's say there was money left over from that. What would they do with that? So the Mishnah says, Lochem behen yenos, they would actually go and buy wine, shmanim, and they would buy oils, and uslasos, and they would buy fine flour. V'chaschar lehekdesh, and then they would sell, they would go into business to anybody who was coming to make a karbon who needed wine or oil or fine flour, they would sell it to make a profit. And therefore, the Beis HaMikdash would take this money, invest, and make more money. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva Omer. Rabbi Kiva says no. Ein Mistakrin, Mishal Hekdesh. You're not allowed to do business with Hekdesh's money, no matter what, even if it's going to make a profit. V'lo Mishal Aniyim. Nor may you do it with that which belongs to the poor. In other words, if you raise money, you say, oh, I have an opportunity to invest, make money for them. According to Rabbi Kiva, we may not do this. That concludes the third mission of the fourth chapter. I hope everyone has a great day.